Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, well, we have reached the point in the program where we get Suk's patented Rose Bowl pick.
52-star gold lock.
Yeah.
You know, bah. Whatever the hell.
Bad John Anthony. Bah. What do you think John Anthony's playing?
I got the sign-in total confirmed.
I want to go 2-0.
I'd love to go 4-0 in these quarterfinals.
I'm looking at the line here.
1.5, right?
Still 2.
Still 2.
What I'm seeing. That hasn't moved much at all. Ohio State's been the slight favorite.
I mean, look, it's the definition of a close game. And I said this all along. My opinion of this has not changed. I think this is as close as you could possibly get. I think these are arguably the two best teams in college football. I don't think there's a lot of weaknesses. I think these are both really good, solid teams. I don't think either one of these teams is truly elite. I don't think they overwhelm you doing any one particular thing. And I don't think there's a lot of gaps. Like when I look at, I think Oregon's O-line is a little better because Ohio State is down their two best offensive linemen. I think Ohio State's running backs are a little bit better than Oregon's, although Oregon has a couple of really good ones. Ohio State's receivers slightly better than Oregon's, but Oregon probably has a top three or four receiving core in the country. You see where I'm going with this? This is the definition of an even matchup, which is why when we saw the game at Autzen, Oregon was able to pull it out. And I think the difference in that game is I'm going to still go with the difference in this game. Two things. One, I do think that I trust the Oregon coaching a little more than I do Ohio State's. I think at Ohio, sometimes at Ohio State, there's too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to the defensive side of things. Now, supposedly they've tried to simplify that. I guess after the Oregon game, they got together and had like a whole thing and basically said, we got to stop listening to everybody and we're going to go with one voice with their defensive coordinator. And it has been better.
Who is
since.
It? What's that guy's name?
Jim Knowles.
You don't hear much about old Jimmy Knowles.
No. Well, and to be fair, since that game, they have been better, but they also haven't played a lot of really good offense.
Well, you know, I heard you say that yesterday, and I saw, do you like Bill Connolly? Do you read any of his stuff?
Yeah, I've seen Bill Connolly.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's an analytics guy for ESPN. I was reading his stuff about this game today, and he said that, and it reminded me that you said this yesterday, that even though the stat is that Ohio State has not given up a passing touchdown since Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the Big Ten, you saw some of those offenses.
Yeah, Nebraska, Purdue, Northwestern.
Well, Connolly mentioned that Ohio State has played three top 25 offenses since the Oregon game, and they have given up 45 points.
Combined.
Total.
Now, I would make the argument to that. Again, I'm just going to push back on that, that I think we know at this point that Indiana's numbers are inflated. Like, Indiana had a really good offense. Indiana, when they played anyone, didn't show. And so I'll toss that out. Penn State, I'll give them that. They held Penn State to 13 points. And that looks really good because Penn State since then has kind of put their foot on the gas. And then
the third one is?
I'm assuming it's Tennessee.
They're a top 25 offense? I don't think so.
Well, who else would it be?
Well, I got to go look at
Nebraska, Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, Michigan, Tennessee.
That was way too fast.
Well, Nebraska? Penn State, which, yes. Purdue, no. Northwestern, no. Indiana, yes. And that means it's either Michigan or Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee had a top 25 offense?
Boy, and this is kind of my
Their run game was really good.
Their run game's really good. They can't throw the ball for whatever. So, remember, going into the game, Ohio State had the number one defense in the country going into the Oregon game, and Oregon kind of did what they wanted to.
Well, Oregon's offense is the best in the league, or the best in the country.
Yes.
I mean, it's really unstoppable.
Really stinking good. So I'm just saying, when I look at all these things, I just think it's a very even matchup. But I trust the Oregon coaching staff. I think there's more cohesion there. I think the fact that Ohio State has had to have a radical shift in the way they play defense, I think the fact that they've had to do the, we're finally listening to one guy, I think at times they get too cute on offense. Seeing the Michigan game, I think they outthought the room. And so I just think that at times Ohio State seems a bit lost, and I haven't thought that about Oregon all year. I think they know who they are. I think they have a strong identity. Now, if you want to criticize them for being overly aggressive, that's fine, because we know Lanning doesn't give a rip what you think. He's going to do some kooky stuff, but they know who they are. They stick to their game plan. I think they're very well coached. And ultimately, the difference in this game is I think that and then Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel absolutely ate Ohio State for lunch, and Dylan Gabriel really hasn't played a bad game all year. And in a game that is so close back and forth, I don't trust Will Howard in the biggest moments, and I trust Dylan Gabriel, and I think that's the difference in this game. And so, much like the first one, I think this is going to be a game that's played into the high 20s, 30s, and I think Oregon wins by 1 or 2 points. I think it's going to be very similar.
Give me a score.
I will go 31-29 Oregon wins.
Wow. That's just like the first game. What was the first game?
32-31.
Awesome. What if it ends exactly the same way with Will Howard sliding down and they can't get a timeout and a field goal off? Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be amazing.
Be shades of Russell Wilson not getting the spike off at the Rose Bowl against Oregon.
Right? I still can't believe that he did that. He had plenty of opportunities.
Are you talking about Russell Wilson?
No, Will Howard.
Will Howard. Oh.
The fact that he didn't realize that he just kept running and he like juked and kept going for extra yards. I mean, that is one of those all time. What are you doing? And the fact that Ohio State butchered that, Ohio State cost themselves at least like 13 seconds at the end of that game with their clock management. I mean, and that just goes back to, I just don't trust Ryan Day and I don't trust Will Howard.
That was going to be my next question is, which coach do you have the most faith in when it's close and late? Because Lanning has a little bit of this
absolutely
pucker factor with some fans because he's so ballsy.
Yes.
And he doesn't waver.
No. he's got some Dan Campbell. He's got some Campbell in him.
He does.
He's biting
so
kneecap.
I think a lot of people think that that's eventually going to come back and bite him.
Yeah.
And it could be in a game like this. Like, I don't worry about that as much. I'm with you. I think if you're talking coaching decisions and clock management and all that little stuff late in a game,
yeah,
give me Lanning all day over Ryan Day. I could see Ryan Day getting a lead and totally gacking it.
Yeah.
Because he's so because he'd be too conservative.
Yeah. I think they lost the Michigan game because they got it in their head that they didn't trust Will Howard, and I think they played the most conservative BS game plan of all time and just thought, well, there's no way that Michigan can score enough points to beat us. Well, how did that turn out for you? So,
well,
and maybe Ohio State has learned its lessons throughout this year, and this is where it all comes together. And in that case, I will say, if you told me that both teams played the very best they could play, I do think that Ohio State wins the game. But that's a ifs and buts or candy and nuts sort of situation.
This is going to be, look, man, this is going to be a banger.
Oh, I totally believe it.
And everybody knows it. Yeah. That's the cool thing about it. It's like, I don't know, you could pick it all day and think this is going to happen or that's going to happen. I have opinions on what may happen or which team can do this or that. It's never predictable.
No.
When you get into matchups like this, it's so close, it's so even that it's really about the matchups and line. It's the X's and O's and the schematics of it, but also just hat on hat, who wins their assignments, who plays more sound. It's just like,
well, and some lucky bounces.
Yeah,
right?
The bounce of a turnover.
Think about was it Harmon that ripped the fumble away on on the first one? You know, that's a weird player. The interception that Oregon made that didn't get called their way, or again the PI call, or
there's so much variance in any one.
Even
game.
One of the kickers pulling one or doinking one or something like that.
That's why gambling's hard. Is because it could be an official.
You
right?
could have it the could, right. side and get the wrong result.
Yeah, just because weird stuff happens. And it's just it's a beaut, babe. I cannot, yes, I just called you babe. I cannot wait for this.
Yeah.
And I hope Oregon fan feels the same way. Yeah. This
win or lose, this is this
and you
is
get to what, drink all day because you don't have to work.
Yeah, win or lose, this is what you want to,
oh my God.
This is what you want to sign up for, right?
It's so great.
This is why, you know, this is why college football's great. It's why you come to a place like Oregon. It's why you go to a place like Ohio State to play in these sorts of games. And I don't give a damn about seeding or you know, would you rather play Boise or whatever. Give me Ohio State. You're telling me you'd rather play Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl? Get out of here. Give me Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Let's see what happens.
Well, what a run if they get through Ohio State, Texas, and
Notre Dame or Georgia or whatever.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Like, Colin was dropping some like.
Colin?
Well, I wonder because like there's the, you know, there's the report out there that Quinn Ewers has a $6 million offer to.
Yeah.
To
the Big Ten team.
The Big Ten team.
Yeah. Probably Oregon.
Well.
But probably. Well, no, he was already at Ohio State.
Yeah, he was already at Ohio State.
So who would it be? It's Oregon.
I know it's not the Big Ten, but Colin today was hitting around and, you know, take it for what it's worth. But he said. He was kind of being all sly, and he said, don't be shocked as soon as the playoff is over if Notre Dame doesn't land
Ewers.
He just said a major
yeah.
college quarterback.
Yeah, yours has been linked to Notre Dame.
And that's why you kind of just, you wonder, I know they said a Big Ten team, but, you know, I'm trying to think of what other quarterback out there would be a
That's a good guess.
A $6 million big-time quarterback, and you have to wait till the playoffs over, and you're just like, I'm like, ooh, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I like that Marcus Freeman guy.
Yeah.
Good coach.
Quinn Ewers, like, signs up, like, you know, win or lose, he comes back for $6 million at Notre Dame.
That's great, but he, you know, look, if you've watched Quinn Ewers.
He's not that good.
Dude, he.
Not a $6 million
everybody
dude.
Was ragging on Carson Beck this year. Ewers was, I don't know if he was as bad as Beck, but he was pretty shaky at times.
And that's, it's just, it's the one thing, well, that's not the only thing, but, or the one thing I should say, but if you're Oregon, I think what I feel best about in this tournament is there's not another quarterback that I would take over Dylan Gabriel. It's the most important position in the entire sport.
What about Madsen?
His first name's Maddox.
Yeah, Maddox Mattson.
Let me say it again.
Slinging it all over.
There is not a single quarterback that I would even think about taking ahead of Dylan Gabriel.
Hey, do you have the Dylan Gabriel audio that you were sending me earlier?
No, but I can by the time we get back.
Let's grab that. Have you heard what's going down with the Dylan Gabriel out there?
I don't know what you're referring to.
It caused a little bit of a media stir today.
Yeah. Huh. This is a nothing burger.
Completely.
Trust me, it is a nothing burger.
All right.
But you know how social media is.
Oh, God. Yeah, we blow up.
So we'll play that for you next on The Fan.